NUE. How are you doing, Bill?
Here.
Making some changes here in the ham shack. Can you give me any kind of noise or anything I need to know about, Bill?
Sounds good. I mean, there's a little noise, but it's probably because I'm on a mobile. But you're coming into the repeater good and strong, and audio is good and clear.
I appreciate that. You headed into work this morning?
I'm headed to the grocery store and Walmart, and then we're headed up to Highlands, North Carolina for the weekend. We're going camping.
Well, do you y'all need anything? Because we got a whole bunch of camping stuff if you do.
Shame to say, I'll show you how much camping gear I got. I'm kind of like camping gear and radios. You can never have enough of it.
You are absolutely right.
We pick up a few grocery items, and I already got my water and other libations and everything else, and we're going to try to leave about lunchtime. My nephew's going to meet us up there at 2 o'clock. It's his property. It's private property on a little river up there. So we won't have to worry about other campers or other people getting in on us. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, next time you go, give me a holler, and we'll set you and the missus up, and just let me know. But, Bill, I hope you all have a wonderful time, and if you try to make contact for anything, I'll probably be monitoring off, but we're just going to sit around here and not do much this weekend. But it was nice talking to you, bud, and what'd you think about the radiogram last night?
I knew well. Honestly, I'd never heard of it until you did it the other night, and I looked it up. And but that's a good old tradition there that more people need to take advantage of. It's just another part of the hobby. I enjoy being part of it. I thank you for involving me.
Let me practice, and I got the hard copy. I got the original hard copy in the mail, so you put it in your logbook. So when you get up on HF and start getting your cards or whatnot, you can add that in your book too. So, but I appreciate you working with me. And Bill, you have a wonderful weekend. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to call me. KL4 and you, and I'll be clear on your final, Bill.
You and the wife have a great weekend. I hope it's relaxing since you're not going to be doing much. And I'll be in and out on the radio, and I'm going to carry my handheld and see what repeaters I can hit up there. If not, I'll get on DMR. So anyway, 73s, my friend. Be safe. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear and standing by.
All right, Bill, well, you get on your HT and you want to try to jump around a little bit and see what you can hit. If you want to, let me know and I'll bounce around with you and give you a signal report off each repeater or whatnot so you know kind of what's going on. But if you want to try to make strange contacts too, that's great too. So, KL4NUE, and thank you, Bill. Have a wonderful weekend.
VWA, can I get a radio check, please? 4VWA, mobile, can I get a radio check, please?
2DQV, 5x9 on Green Pond Road in Great Court.
Good, I just had to swap out a radio. Got an 857D, and it's got carrier, and I can trip the repeater, but I can get no audio onto it. Don't know what's going on there, so I got my work cut out for me for the weekend, figuring that one out.
It's a rainy weekend, so it'd probably be a good project for the weekend to keep you busy.
I've got a few other projects I'd like to do besides working on a radio. She's not too bad looking either. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming back to me. It's KN4VWA. You have a good afternoon. I'm clear.
Yeah, you too, and good luck this weekend on trying to figure out your radio. This is KC2DQV.
KJW, KN4VWA. Greer dragway down in Appalach. I think you're what, right along Wayhampton Boulevard towards Taylor's there, Dave?
Down Edwards Road here. I'm going by the Botany Woods entrance.
Okay, all right. Well, that's still sort of in that shadow there with Paris Mountain.
Had a guy, he pulled out in front of me, and I had to slam on from my brakes, and I wasn't going that fast. I mean, it's only 30 miles an hour speed limit. I might have been doing 40, and so I was up on his bumper, and he flipped me two birds, not one, but two, and so I just downshifted a second and just went around him.
Road rage confrontation. Escape. Get the heck away from them. And then if you can't get away from them, run them off the road and then shoot them.
I only got my hands on this one. I mean, just beat the crap out of them. SAP. I mean, you know, anybody that drives like that shouldn't have be allowed to have a driver's license or a vehicle.
Drive like that, do we, Bill?
Not that I remember, anyway.
Not that I'll admit, anyway. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, guys, both of mine, I got a 857D HF full house rig that I was using in my truck, and I'm getting carrier, but no audio. I can trip the repeater, but it won't carry any audio. I swapped out microphones. I don't know what's going on with it, so I guess I'm going to spend my weekend figuring out what's going on with that radio.
Check your continuity on your microphone wires, because, you know, you have four the wires for the audio, and the ground, of course, is in the middle, and one of the grounds for the one of the grounds is separate for the microphone, so it could be a microphone issue.
For the one I'm on right now. So I know it's not a microphone. I'm just wondering if it's an interconnect cable, because I had the face off of the body mounted up front and the transmitter casing in the back under the back seat. So I don't know. Anyhow, when I get back home, I'll cut 4 acres of grass, almost five, and then I'll get a few other things done. And when it starts raining this weekend, that's when I'll go ahead and try to work on my radio. Want me, Bill?
No.
That was a short answer, wasn't it?
Look at it.
Want Bill?
Yeah, probably won't be the first time you had him hurt.
That's all I got to say is, well. So does it sound like we're all going to have a good weekend? Dave's going to go over and knock him out on a tennis match. I'm going to go get a bunch of stuff done and fix my radios and then sit and watch it rain. What are you going to do, Bill?
Well, what are they talking about, rain tomorrow? I got all the grass cutting done and all that done yesterday, so I'll probably just sit there in the big easy chair and check the inside of my eyelids.
Wiener, tell you what, well, I gotta get to the, my dentist after this, it's the one, it's my, sleep study, dentist, he's gonna have to make an adjustment on my, orthotic device that I wear that pulls my jaw forward for keeping maybe from having sleep apnea.
You know, I sleep with a CPAP. Did you know that? Well, let me tell you what happened last week, bud. I got to hurting in my chest that real bad. My chest got sore and I got hurting bad in it, and I was really uncomfortable. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and call my doc. He made me a same-day appointment. He said, you come on in here. Well, I went in, and he examined me real good. And he says, when do you have an appointment with your pulmonologist? And I'm going, oh, my God, what's going on now? And I said, well, it just so happens I got one Monday. He says, good, you'll be fine till Monday. Go see him and take your CPAP in with you. Got in there, and did you know there was nothing wrong with me except that CPAP had just messed up on its pressures and was blowing my lungs up too hard and was blowing me up like a blasted balloon.
Hey, bye, real quick. I'll catch y'all later in 4WRO.
Got our ailments.
Nah, I got the YL in there calling me. She needs something. I'll be back.
Hey. Go get it done, son. So anyhow, that CPAP was blowing my lungs up and just messing me up something terrible. So anyhow, they got it back under control. They got it fixed. Now I'm fine. But those machines are something else, boy.
They can do that. So it's a good thing you called that. Tell you what. When my dad was in the hospital, the second or third time, they put him on a BiPAP machine, so it breathes in for you and then exhales for you, because his problem was his lungs got lazy. They were giving him oxygen at the assisted living, and his lungs got lazy, and because of that, and he wasn't exhaling his CO2, and he, and the CO2 started building up in his system, in his body, and my daughter told me they quit measuring it at 300, and his was over 300.
Well, how long did he make it after that?
He lived about another year. He pulled out of that and hung around for about another year. But I found out after he passed away that they say that once you put someone in a parent, an elderly person in a assisted living or something like that, they usually live about 2 years, and that was about the length of time he lived. He might have lived 2.5 years or something like that, but so anyway, and we just had to move my mother-in-law. She's living with my wife's older sister and her husband, so in fact, we're still in the process of cleaning out her house. Boy, they've lived there 62 years, so you can imagine the buildup of stuff. It's unreal.
Did they live?
High Valley Boulevard. It's off of Grove Road. It runs. It actually runs into Miracle Drive. You think it's the same road, and that comes out at the clock and the U-Haul place there on Grove Road. And they live right at the top of the hill. And my father-in-law's name was his. Name was Earl, so we called him the Earl of High Valley.
Sounds like he was an enjoyable kind of guy.
He was a police officer, captain with Greenville City Police Department for 33 years, and he was an MP in the Air Force, and but he was in the detective division for 24 years there and the city, and 18 of those years he was head of the detective division. Watson, Captain Earl Watson.
Yet he knew Chiquita's dad. Remember Chiquita?
Forget Chiquita.
It was Greenville City policeman.
Know that. What's his last name? Or what was his last name?
Ellison.
Daggone. I did not know that. Well, so how is she doing?
She divorced poor old Greg, and that was some years back. I don't know if she's remarried or not, but she's still around.
All right, well, I'm sitting here at the sports club, so I'm going to go in and warm up a little bit. My game's at, what time is it here? 10 o'clock. My game is at 10:30, so that'll give me a few minutes to warm my knees up and my arms with some exercises on some of their equipment in there. And then I'll get out here on the court and see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Yep. Well, now, you knew who she married, right, Greg?
Not sure what's Greg's last name.
Fortner.
For Greg Fortner, yeah.
That's who she married. Yeah, for some reason, I always just thought they were an odd couple.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that they had gotten together. I like Chiquita. Didn't she play in the band?
Sure did. All right, bud, go in there and get warmed up and knock them out, and I'll talk to you again soon. 73, it's KN4VNWA. I'm clear.
Behave yourself if that's possible, and I'll talk to you later. 73's. KB4CBA.
KB4VWA, W4DJW. Hey, David. Bye, David.
Hope you're having a good one.
Won't hold you up. Go ahead and get warmed up. Hey, Steve, are you you going to the Greer Club meeting on Monday?
That is my intention, but I don't know that I'm going to make it or not. I have split a tooth right down the middle, linearly, and I've got to have it pulled Monday.
No, that could be miserable. Okay. Well, anyway, I was going to try to make it. I was saying if you were going to. The Foothills Flyers club meeting's tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They said even if it's raining. Just thought I'd let you know in case you wanted a backup.
Well, the problem is I'm going to be out of town tomorrow during the day. I should be back in around, 3 or 4 o'clock. What time do you say, 2?
Yeah, their club meeting is at the airfield at 2 o'clock on Saturdays. I guess it's like the first Saturday of the month or something like that.
I have never flown down there. I've never gone down there, actually gone out onto their field. But now, Monday night, you were talking about the Greer Radio Club, right?
Yeah, Ariel's going to have a program. And when he does stuff, it's very interesting. So I was going to go watch his, and I haven't been in years. So I need to go to, you need to go to one every now and then anyway.
Much. And, hey, you know, the club scored like 10,600 points on the field day. Pretty good.
lost my mic. It took me a second to find it again. I scrolled. It's on the screen. It's on the desktop. And I scrolled down to another desktop to bump up the volume. When I came back, it was gone. It went to the background. Anyway, yeah, they're good. They're competitive. They're highly technical. So they're able to compete and be very competitive against the top ranked clubs in the nation. So that doesn't surprise me a bit.
Okay, well, listen, I am going to try to make it over there Monday night. Just depends on how I feel. This guy's talking about having to cut this thing out. So, like I said, I just don't know. So, anyhow, I'll just have to play it by ear. But get a hold of me Monday evening for sure. Hey, are you going to try to fly this weekend at all, like on Sunday? It's supposed to be raining somewhat.
I planned on it, but when I heard it was going to rain, I've got that Shrike 40 that I need to finish. I need to get servos mounted in it, and then I need to get it covered and make push rods. And then I'll have another airplane to fly. So I just keep putting it off, and going and flying. It needs to rain one weekend so I can spend some time building that thing.
Roger. Okay, well, I tell you what, Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening, maybe we can carve out a little bit of clear space with some reasonable air and maybe get in the air for about an hour or two anyhow. Depending on how my tooth goes, might be the last time I'd fly for a little while anyhow. So, anyhow, we'll just have to play it by ear, see how things go. Oh, remember that little problem I had the other day with the 857 where I was putting the carrier out with no audio on it?
Yeah, did you figure out what that was?
But apparently I didn't, because the thing crapped out on me this morning, or yesterday afternoon, and I can't get it back with connectors at all. So I've pulled it out, and I've got a little 8900 in my truck now. I slapped it in there. And I'm going to have to bench that radio and see what's going on. It's always so much fun.
I've got the big brother to that radio, the 897. That's 857. I've got the 897. I think it's the same radio. It's just in a different box. And this one has room for two batteries up underneath of it. So that it's truly 100% portable. You don't even have to carry your batteries with you. They're inside the radio. It'll just transmit. And it'll do like 20 watts on those batteries. So it's a pretty good radio. But I noticed the receive on HF on that radio isn't the same as my ICOM or Kenwood. It'll receive good signals. But when it comes to pulling a weak signal out, it struggles. Whereas the other ones will pull a weak signal out without even batting an eye. Anyway, there was a Facebook page that had that new radio, that Tandem radio. It's just for people that bought that. And there's a guy that asked about putting mixers on where you've got dual servos for your ailerons. And he asked how you do that because it couldn't get it to work. So I went and figured it out. Now my Tiger Stick has spoilers. Last three clicks of the throttle, both ailerons pop up, and the elevator goes down a little bit so that it just gets real dirty. All of a sudden, right, you're coming in really hot, you slam the throttle all the way to the bottom, ailerons pop up, elevator pops down. It starts slowing down immediately in there, really, really dirty. And then at the same time, that's with a switch and with one of the switches all the way toward you. And then with that same switch in the middle, you pull back on the elevator and both ailerons go down instead of coming up. They both go down, which tightens your lutes up. You got flaps mixed with elevator, and you can turn that on or off. So if you want to do really tight loops, or, you know, if you're landing and you don't want to have to mess with two different control channels, you can mess with your elevator only, and your flaps will come in as your elevator comes in. Kind of a neat little trick to do. Anyway, I'll show you how that worked. All more incentive to go ahead and upgrade to, you know, the later technology, W4DJW.
That really does sound sweet. Now, how bad was it to program it the first time?
It took me about 10 times longer to video it working so that he could see, yeah, you're pulling your last three clicks on your throttle and your ailerons pop up and your elevator goes down. Or you're pulling back on your elevator and your flaps go down. Right? So to film that, and then to take, there were six screens that I had to go into and take snapshots of, And there, it's really just two screens, but they scroll. So you got to get like the top of the screen, the middle of the screen, the bottom of the screen. So you got to scroll between it. So that makes three screens when you're trying to document it. So two screens. You pick your input, you pick your output, you pick your mix curve, and you apply it. And then you can apply it at a ratio. And you can apply an up ratio and a down ratio. So, like, for example, the elevator mix with the flaps only works on up elevator. It doesn't work on down elevator. So it's really quick. I mean, I probably had it completely programmed in 15 minutes, everything. And it probably took me an hour, hour and a half to document it and post it so that I could explain to him how you do it. Because they don't have like a, not yet, I imagine they will, they don't have like an export and import. I can export these mixes and from one radio and import them into another radio. They don't have that yet.
Understand why, that's a new radio. So I understand why it's not available on that one. But, you know, there ought to be, you know, the new radios, you have a spot where you can program it in and out with an SD card. Well, why couldn't you do all this on your computer with spreadsheet screens and just bat, 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 and then just plug it in with the SD card and be done? It seems like that'd be so much simpler.
So this is FreeSky. It's like the competitor to Spectrum. And FreeSky employed OpenTX for their Taranis 9X, which is the one that I had before this one. OpenTX is exactly what you just described, right? You can do everything, and I used it. And it's even got a simulator, and the simulator is really good. I let the simulator sit in idle one day, and after about 5 minutes, it started beeping me, saying, "You're idle," just like the real thing did. And you heard it beeping, and I was telling you, I can't find this beeping. I don't know what it is. It's a really good simulator. So that's OpenTX, and they have that, and that works. But every now and then, that's been around for 10 years, and it's got a lot of baggage. So every now and then, you got to purge baggage that you no longer use, and you got to start over again. And that's what ethos is, ethos. That's purging of OpenTX and starting to build it back over again with a brand new solution that takes all the learning that happened over that 10 years, takes all the good and leaves behind all the bad. And it's a price to pay for advancement. To me, it's worth it. I still got the old X9D, the old one. I can still use it if I want to, but this one is just so much nicer. There's no way I'm going back to that.
Well, now, you and I may have to have a little talk. And even maybe on that little 897, I'm going to do my research on it. Would it make a good mobile radio?
My 897, oh, you could find an 890. I don't know that they still make them. You might want to check with Yaesu to see if they still make them. They have all kind of add-ons. I just got a wild hair one day and went down to Atlanta, to the HRO in Atlanta. And the rig cost about $1,200, I think, back then. And then all of the add-ons that you could get for it cost another $1,200. I got the rig and every add-on that it would take. There's no way I'm cutting it loose. But they probably still make them if you want to get one. But you got to be aware that it's not as good as that particular one. It could be I got a bad one. I don't know. But that one I don't use if I'm trying to pull signals out from Australia or Japan or Sri Lanka. If I'm trying to get something in South America or Europe or Australia, yeah, no problem. It'll do those. But you try to get those hard-to-reach areas like Japan, for me, or Sri Lanka. Those are two points that I think Thailand is in between those two, and that's the exact opposite side of the world. That's a farther stretch you can go. I use the ICOM or the Kenwood when I want to do that, or even the Flex Radio will do that, but the Yaesu won't do that.
Well, now, if I'm thinking right, it's a HF through 2 meter 440, right?
That's correct. All banders. All band, all mode.
Faceplate?
It is a faceplate. It's all detached. I mean, it goes wherever you want. It's got a handle on the side, and you just pick it up and carry it and put it wherever you want it. It's not like one that you would mount in a car. It's made for putting on your backpack and going into the woods and doing what Ariel does. right? Soda goats, that kind of stuff, right? Going up and activating mountaintops so that you don't have to carry a battery with you. It's all inside your radio. It's all one. It's a little bigger than like the 817 or the 718. I think ICOM makes an 718 and Yaesu makes an 817. But they're smaller. They're about half the size of this one thickness-wise. This one is the same footprint, but it's twice as thick.
I know which one you're talking about now. Yeah, it's not a 100-watt radio.
Oh, yeah, when you're not on power, when you're not on battery power, it's 100 watts out.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to have to go over just for curiosity and look this thing up to see. No, I need to find me a... I'm going to get off at 857. I'm going to get them working again, and I'm probably going to sell them. Or figure out what's wrong with them, and then I'm going to sell them. And then I'm going to move on to something else. To the truck, for my HF. Listen, I'm going to jump off. Let me know about flying Sunday afternoon, or even maybe possibly Saturday evening. We'll just play it by ear. So, I'm going to go in here and fix the door. And it's not like fun. KN4VWA, clear after you find.
Okay, well, if you're looking for the Mac Daddy for your truck, the one that Gary has is the Mac Daddy. That's the Kenwood 480, and they make it in two versions, one that comes with a built-in tuner and one that comes with 200 watts out instead of 100 watts out. That's the Mac Daddy of HF mobile rigs, a Kenwood 480. Look those up. You can't get any better than that one for mobile. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. Enjoy the day, and I'll hopefully see you sometime in the weekend, if not Monday, at the Greer Club meeting. Hope that tooth doesn't bother you too much. KN4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
So I am, KO4NUE.
For NUE, KO4HDX, you still there?
What's going on, bud? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. How about you? Waiting on them to meet another distributor. Had the truck service this morning. That's all done. Waiting to meet him to get something from him to deliver to a customer and take care of that.
What you got on the agenda for this weekend?
I'm going with my wife and son and his girlfriend to her family to get together and hang out there for a while, and we'll see how that goes.
Deal. I hate to ask, but anything popped up on the truck?
Looked good on it with the service today. Got a little issue to keep an eye on, but nothing to be alarmed about. Nothing major at this point, so. Just
going to
keep an eye on it and worry about it a little later.
Well, just FYI, Patrick, next time in Greer, if you're interested, when we work there at the shop at Greer on the big trucks, William C. Troy, right down there across 85, they sell this is a couple years ago now, for $22, they sell an oil sample kit. And it's got everything you need to pull the sample. Once you pull the sample on the engine, then you send it off to their lab. Now, it takes 3-4 weeks, maybe a little longer, to get the results back. But if we suspected something was going on in the engine, or if we inherited another truck from another unit and wanted to know, you know, if there's any issues or anything like that, the lab results will definitely let you know kind of what's going on. And we also use them to tell us when to change oil in the trucks. So we didn't spend so much of the taxpayers' money changing oil at 5 or 10,000 miles. But just an idea, just so you know, if you ever want to know kind of what's going on in the engine as far as the mechanicals, that's a cheap way to do it, and they'll let you know real quick, just so you know. But anyway, nice talking to you, Patrick, and you be safe, bud. I'm gonna have to head on out. Me and wife's headed out the door. It's KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final, Patrick.
You and your wife have a good day. Be safe out there, and 73 students, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.